Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dilea, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to use ASP.NET to create web services using API controllers and also create web pages that uses these web services with MVC. So to get started, here I have Visual Studio, and inside Visual Studio, I'll go and create a new ASP.NET application by going to create new project. And from here, I choose Visual C Sharp, then choose web, and here I go and select ASP.NET web application. I call my application my employees. The solution will be called my employees, and the project will be called employees.web. So let's hit OK. Here it tells me that this name already exists, so let's go and change the folder here and then select OK. Here I have the choice to choose the template of my MVC application. Here I go and choose Web API, and choosing Web API will select both options, MVC and Web API. Another thing to do here, I go and change the authentication, because here I'm building a simple application, so I don't need an authentication right now. Hit OK. And now Visual Studio is creating the basic project or the basic solution that contains some views and controllers for my ASP.NET MVC application. So this is a simple project with simple controllers, and now I'm going to create my employees directory. So I'll go to the models, right click, and try to add a new employee. So let's go to the models, right click, and hit add, select class. I call my class employee. The employee is a public class, and that class or each employee should have a property which is of type integer, which will be the ID for the employee, another property for the full name. This property is of type string, and let's add a third property also of type string, and let's call it department. So now we have our model. Now let's go and create an API controller for this model, the API controller that will create the database for us and will try to consume that database. So I'll go to the controllers folder, right click, and select add controller, and here I'll start by adding the MVC controller, then we'll add the Web API controller. So let's try to add the MVC controller with views using Entity Framework. In this window, I should give it the name of my model, which is in my case the employee class, then create a new data context. So let's hit this button plus. I call my data context my employees context. Hit add, then click add here. And here you see I'm getting an error telling me that I should rebuild my project before adding a controller. And this is a common error most developers encounter. So I should go now to Visual Studio. Hit OK. And then I should rebuild my solution. We can do that by right-clicking on the solution and hit build solution. Building the solution takes a couple of seconds. Then we are ready, and now we can go again and add a new controller, MVC5 controller, for the model employee. Then for the data context, we'll create that my employees context, Then here you see we have this option generate views, which will generate views for creating, adding, editing and deleting employees from the database. So you see here it added this employee or this controller, call it employees controller, here with a views for the index. The index here it returns or it shows the list of all the employees, and it gets that list of the employees from the DB object, which acts like the object to access the database. It can access the database through the connection string, which is inside the employees context, which is inside this models folder. And here you can see that it's better now. You can see here that it's accessing the connection string through the name of that connection string, which is in my case my employees context, and we can find the value for this key inside the web config. So if I go to the web config, right click, here you can see we have this section for the connection strings with the name my employees context, which is the same here, and here the value of for that connection string that tells entity framework where the database is located on my PC. Then the employees controller will access the database, access the employees table inside that database, and try to return the list of all the employees and give it to the views index. Then we have other actions, because we can not only get the list of employees but also get details for certain employee using his ID, or we can also create a new employee. So we have here all the methods for doing these operations. Here to create an employee, we get his information for the ID, full name, department. Then we'll access the db.employees table and hit the method add, giving it the parameter employee. Then commit that changes through db.saveChanges. The same for editing an employee. Here this syntax for editing an employee is changing its state to modify it. Then we have the method for deleting an employee using his own ID. So these are the controller that generates views to manipulate the table of employees. So let's start this project. Here I go and hit Google Chrome. So here the project starts on the default page for the ASP.NET project, which is this page. So you see here we have a couple of these options, but here I want to go to the employees controller, to the views where I have this index details and so on. For that I need to use this URL / employees. So let's use that one. And here for the first running it will take a while, because it's now creating the database and creating the table inside the database. So here it is now the first view for the index, which will return the list of all the employees I have in the database. Here you see the table is empty. So let's take a look at this view here. So you see here it's the index view, which returns this view, which is in itself inside the views folder. Here you see this one was generated with the employees controller. You see here I have options for create, delete, details, edit and index. So for each view we have its code written in CSS HTML. So it's combination between HTML and C# scripts, and so on. The same for the details. The view for the details have its own view. So now our database is empty because we didn't add data yet. So let's try and add some records. So let's go here, create new. It will pop up this user interface. Here I can type the name of the employee or his full name. Let's call it Hassan Ahmed, for example. And he's working on the marketing department, for example. Let's hit create. Hitting create will add that record to the database. Let's add another one. And this one, let's call it Mohammed Ali, for example. He's working on the finance department. Hit create. So now we have two employees in our system or in our database. We can find these two employees in the database by accessing the database using Visual Studio. So Visual Studio here have a tool called Server Explorer. We can find it inside the view here. If you go to view here, you can find you have this option called Server Explorer. So let's hit Server Explorer. Server Explorer here have this node called Data Connections. So if I go to data connections here, you can see that now I have the name of my database selected here, my employees context. I can expand that and I can see the tables folder, which contains the employees table. And you can see also the structure of the employees table, which contains an ID, full name and department columns. Now, if you want to take a look at the data or at the rows inside the employees table, we can right click the employees table and here we choose show table data. That will bring us this table, and you see here the data that we have saved in our employees table. So we have here the two records for Hassan Ahmed and Muhammad Ali, as shown here in this view. So now if I go and add data right from this table, let's add, for example, Karim Marwin, and he's working in the IT department, and hit enter here. I don't have a save button, but just clicking enter to save that data to the database. And here if I go back to my web page, hit refresh, you see here it adds that third row in my table for Karim Marwin working in the IT department. Of course we can go here to edit a row, so let's click edit the value for Karim Marwin. Instead of saying he's working in the IT, let's say he's working, for example, in the R&D. Let's hit save. Now it's changed here, and also it's changed in this table. If I hit refresh, you can see that a change is now reflected in that table. So here, the views are getting data right from this table. So now these views are useful for my web application, but now if I want to create a mobile application, then how can I access these data? For that, we'll use web services using API controllers that will give us a solution to access that data from a web, from a mobile application. So let's go back to Visual Studio here and go to Solution Explorer, and as we have created an MVC controller, now we'll go to controllers, right click, hit add controller, And now we'll choose not MVC5, but we'll choose Web API to controller with actions using entity framework. This template will give us entry points or endpoints for my web services. Let's operate on the same employee model, and let's use the same my employees context, which we already have created with the MVC controller. And let's call this controller employees API, so I can make a difference between my API and MVC controller. Let's hit add. And here you see it generated an API controller for me. This API controller uses that same database object, or the same DB object, to access the database my employees context, and then it's using the same connection string as my MVC controller does. It have methods for getting employees, which will return the list of all the employees from my table. Have also methods for getting one employee, depending or given his ID, using the method find. Put employee for editing an employee, so we should give it the ID of that employee we want to change, and then the new property or the new values for that employees. And here it's making the change through this line of code, changing its state to modified, then committing these changes to the database. Post employee, if you want to add a new employee, and that could be done given this method at the employee object. It will go to the employees table, hit the add method, which will try to add the employees, pass it to the post employee method. Also, we can do delete employee, so we give it an ID, then that employee will be deleted through the remove method. So that's good. Now we can, let's go and test this API controller. For that, I'll go and run this application. So to invoke the MVC controller, we hit this URL, but for the API controller, we should use this API, put it in comments here. So let's copy this URL and let's use it here. It's /API/employees API, and here you can see we get here the list of all the employees in my database, returned as an XML file. And it's XML because in Chrome, in Google Chrome, the default is XML. But if I go and test on some other client like Postman, for example, let's get that same address. And while Postman is hitting, let's try, for example, Microsoft Edge, and let's try with that same URL with Edge, what that will give us. So you see here in Microsoft Edge, the information or the list of employees is returned as a JSON file. So here it depends, each browser uses its own default values for returning data, which could be XML or JSON format. So now let's try and add another value here to the table. Let's add, for example, Marwan Fahmi, for example. He's working in the IT department, hit enter. And now if I go back to the employees API, then you see here it added that employee, and also in the list here, if I hit refresh, then you can see clearly that it will add that record to my database. So that's cool. Now we have created an application that manages a list of employees. It can do edit, delete, and getting all the list of the employees and also adding a new employee. So thank you.